Ben, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're glad you're in one piece. For a while yesterday, it didn't seem like that might be the case.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it today. I promise you that.
You gotta run a little faster. You gotta get to that sideline when that big guy's bearing down on you.
Well, I didn't know he was right behind me, and I was heading to that sideline. I saw that first down marker, and I was trying to get there. And boy, when you don't see it coming, it hurts a lot worse.
Ben, take us through what happened there as you're laying there. I mean, I thought broken collarbone, maybe separated shoulder, but it turns out, did you land on the ball? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I landed on the ball or what, but you know, the only thought I had was trying to get that first down, or you know, get as close as I could to it. You know, it's a big important time in the game, so and obviously I didn't see that guy coming, so I was running, and then next thing you know, you just you feel a very big person coming down on top of you, and when you hit the ground, it you know, instantly you just kind of feel pain. You feel shortness of breath. You feel a little bit of everything, I'll be honest, but pain mostly. And then as I'm laying there, it's kind of okay. I had to stay in the fetal position because I couldn't even straighten my legs because I couldn't breathe. And you just hear the doctors and you hear everybody, Ben, what's going on? What's going on? And you want to answer, but you really can't. And for anybody that's had the wind up, that is pretty good. You understand what I'm saying. And so then I'm landing. You start to, you know, it starts to come back to you. You start to regroup, and then you start going through the checklist. Like, okay, shoulder, a little sore, but I think it's okay. Collarbone feels okay, you know, so you start going the whole checklist thing, and once I got onto the sideline more, your wind starts coming back to you, and then you really do the whole process again. I just was lucky, blessed that it was nothing more than getting the wind knocked out of me, I think.
Now, you said you felt pain. What hurt?
Oh, everything inside. My chest, my ribs, my stomach, everything from like your collarbone to your midsection is just in extreme pain.
I know you were asked about this yesterday, Ben, but how about the play by Josh Dobbs to come in there for his first real snap, essentially, and to throw from his end zone on 2nd and 20 in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was awesome. I had no idea what the play was. By that time, I was starting to regroup, and I kind of was able to stand on the sideline and watch the play. And I looked, and I saw him drop back to pass. So I, you know, piqued my interest because I thought for sure, you know, we're going to run the ball. You know, and I was going to see. I think we were in, was it 2nd and long? I think, you know, backed up whatever it was, and so it was going to kind of be one of those things too. Like, are we going to run it 2 times and then punt it, or what are we going to do? I don't know. I see him drop back to pass. And I kind of peeked to the outside to look at our receiver running down the field. And next thing you know, I see Josh stepping up and delivering a perfect pass to Juju. And I was so proud and happy for Josh. Someone asked if I was surprised. And I said no, because he prepares every day like a professional. Like he's going to go out there and make that play when he gets the opportunity. And he did it.
Ben, you came back the next play, and then you had the long pass to Jesse James on the very next play after that. How much of a relief for you to be able to throw the ball down the field like that?
Yeah, you know, it was funny because I was running on the field so that, you know, Josh got us the first down, so like, all right, I got to get back out there. And I ran out there. Josh was looking to the sideline, just standing there, like, getting the next play from Randy. I think I got, like, 5 feet from Josh before he finally realized I was back. I was like, stop, I got you. I got you. He's like, oh, okay, fine. And I came fire. I said, nice throw. But it was funny because he was, you know, he was prepare for the next play, which was awesome. And I got back out there and I called that play, the very next play, that the play to Jesse. I've been waiting for that. We've been setting it up all day, running out routes to him and Vance and completing it. I knew that they were I was hoping they were going to jump on it. And sure enough, we got it. I never wanted to celebrate too early, but as soon as I released it, I said to the linemen that were standing around there, like, we got him, boys, we got him. Sure enough, Jesse caught it. Then I got a little excited. Then I saw the ball kind of come loose a little bit. I started to panic a little, but luckily he held on and got us down the field.
What was it like adjusting if you had to? And it looked, they were showing close-ups of you taking snaps out of the shotgun, Ben, with the broken finger on your other hand. Did you just have to sort of adjust how you catch it? And did that affect anything you did other than taking snaps?
You know, the thing that really hurt the most, the biggest thing is when I would hand off with my left hand. you know, you're holding the ball in your left hand. You can't squeeze it too tight because that's what one of the things that creates the pain. And then the running back, you know, he clinches down on that ball pretty hard. So that was the biggest pain I had. Under center snap were fine. Even catching it, you can kind of catch it with your palm and your other finger. So that wasn't a big deal. Just that the handing off with the left hand was the biggest thing I had to kind of compensate.
The quarterback sneak stays in the game plan, huh?
Yes, I'm not sure that I'm 100%, but I feel like we are pretty close.
To having it every week or what?
I mean, Randy called. I'm not going to lie, I was a little surprised he called that there. Down to the one, and they run a big D line, and they pinched down, like all their D linemen came down. I was going to go left, and they all came down from the left, so I said, uh-oh, I better go the other direction, and just try to be patient. And then Juju and James came and gave me a little push, and just keep the legs driving. And
uh-oh, Ben, I think we might have lost you there.
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
Now we did. Your phone sometimes goes in and out on us here. It must be in that new house of yours. Are you at home?
Oh, I'm actually driving to go pick the kids up from school, but I'm sorry about that. I was probably just complimenting the lines, and they were doing so great.
We're doing okay now. We're hearing you. Ben, guys that keep doing it for you week after week, James Conner and Juju. Ben, I don't know how many times you threw to Juju on third down, but it seemed like about 20.
You know what that is? It's trust. It's trust that he's going to be in the right spot. It's trust that he's going to make the play. I mean, you know, there were a lot of big third downs. I think almost everybody made a third down conversion in that game, right? But I don't know if there was any bigger than the last one to Juju. They went all out blitz. Juju ran a quick slant route. The ball actually got tipped just a little bit at the line, so the ball got redirected. He had a guy hanging all over him, and he used his big body and his strong hands and held on to it. That allowed us to get, you know, another set of downs and use our timeouts. And, he just is in the right spot, and he makes plays. And I know he's kicking himself for the one that he dropped at the end of the half, because that would have been a real big one. When that guy makes plays, he's a special football player.
And how about Connor again? Another 100-yard rushing day, 156 total yards, another touchdown. I guess his first one as a receiver. We just keep waiting and waiting and waiting for him to come back to normalcy here, but he just keeps excelling.
Well, this is normal, I think. You know, we've been saying that he's a special player. And, you know, I think it's time that we say maybe some of the specialness goes to the line, too. You know, we talked about how great Le'Veon is and what James is doing. And I'm sure James will be the first one. They're probably Le'Veon, too. We'll tell you. They're only as good as the line is. They're playing really, really good football right now, opening holes and protecting me. And James just keeps doing his job. And his job is to run the ball hard, protect, and to catch the ball. He's doing all those things at a really high level right now. So we're all really proud of the way he's playing.
You are listening to the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger show. It's brought to you by number one Cochran, Hartman Company, and Hovis Auto and Truck Supply.
Ben, for some reason I had forgotten, even though you've done this a number of times in your career, that you're a left-footed punter. And that wasn't a bad kick, but tell me about obviously you have a look, right? Or maybe where if you see a certain look, you'll run a play, but if not, you'll go back
right
to punt.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those ones where sometimes coach even says, "Listen, we can punt no matter what." You know, but we had the play called, and as soon as I backed, they did give us a good look for us. So as soon as I backed up, Weddle took off running, and I saw him going, but there's nothing I could do because the ball was just snapped. And A.B. and Juju are the guys covering on the left, so you have to punt to the left side. So he made a very courageous and a heck of a play. If he wouldn't have caught it, I'm very confident we'd be down inside the five. But I gave him a hard time for hurting my net punting average.
What else do you do left-handed? I was shocked by that as well.
Nothing. I'm left-footed, that's it.
Where? I mean, your whole life? Is this going back to high school? You were punting left-footed?
Always, yep. I've always been left-footed. I'm not sure why, I just have.
Good left hand on the basketball court, too, when you were a point guard back in high school?
Yeah, I never shied away from a left-hand layup.
Ben, if you were running the NFL right now, would there be such a thing as Thursday night football?
Well, if I'm running the NFL, I'm getting paid when you get paid, and all you care about is making money, yeah. But, I'm sure the fans like it. They love seeing football as often as they can. Players, but here we go. Short week, especially after like a Baltimore game, you know, when you're physically beat up. I guess the only nice thing about it is you get the weekend off.
Ben, I remember talking to Jerome a lot, and he said after games like the Baltimore game, it'd be Tuesday or Wednesday before he wouldn't have to crawl out of bed to the bathroom. Yeah, people hear you guys say, yeah, it's rough, but I mean, how hard is it to come back after that game yesterday? You got banged around a little bit, and you got 3 days to get ready for the next one.
Yeah, it's really tough. And like I said, especially after that, you know, football is a physical game, so you're always a little bit sore, but this game is, and everyone knows that the Ravens-Steelers game is different. You know, it's crazy physical, and it's, you're sore. You know, it's like, okay, if they're going to give us a Thursday, give it to us after a different game that we know isn't going to be a physical, you know, juggernaut slugfest. But it is what it is, and, you know, we'll just get ourselves ready to go as we can.
Could you speak, Ben, to the job that your line did against Terrell Suggs? And, I mean, you didn't see much of him, really, until after the game when you looked like you had a brief word.
You know, it was it's awesome because not only did they protect, I think, one sack, if I'm correct, and it was the end of the game on a give-up, so I'd like to asterisk the game, you know, with a no-sack game. I want to tell the linemen, though, that I got a debate that they might not get a gift because it wasn't a no-sack game, but I'll probably end up getting them something. But, you know, not only did they just protect and drop backs and stuff like that, but there were a lot of times that I had to hold the ball. First and second, the receivers weren't open, kind of scrambled around, moved around the pocket, and they kept protecting. And that's the best, that's number one defense in the world. And they protected me all game at their place, which is not easy to do, with one of the loudest venues you play in. And so I can't say enough about the way those guys are playing. And when they protect me, it's awesome. I'm just so thankful. And, you know, the hits that I took were on runs and things where I had to throw the ball away. So to protect against a guy like Suggs and their other rushers is pretty special.
Ben, talk about that sack that you did take. Now, is that play – do you have to see something 100% that you know you can complete it to keep the clock running, or else you are going to go down? Because it seemed like such a smart play on your part to keep the clock going.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those plays that it's a shot play. You know, we've got it protected. We got everybody blocked. You know, everyone's standing in the block, except three receivers. And everyone's going deep. And we're just kind of taking a shot. Maybe they're going all out zero. We get someone open, running three, whatever. And so Hebay was coming across the field, and I was getting ready to let it fly to him, but I didn't love it. I didn't love, you know, he wasn't wide open. There's a guy kind of on him a little bit. And it's, you know, earlier in the game, would I have made that throw and take the shot? Probably. But in that situation, I just didn't love it. It didn't feel like a high probability throw and catch, so I didn't throw it. And I checked over for AB, who was my next read. He was going across the field, so Weddle was going deep. To take it away, almost double team him, and I was getting ready to let that one fly too, because it's just, you know, as a creature of habit, when you got AB going down the field, sometimes you let it fly, and I had to just tell myself, no, be smart, get rid of it, be smart and get down, let the clock run. And so that's what I did. I just kind of ate it, made sure I hung on to the ball. So it was one of those plays that if I wasn't 100%, if someone was wide open, I was going to eat it.
Ben, speaking of Suggs, you had a chance to talk to him afterwards. I always like to ask if you can share a little bit. I'm thinking that might be the last time you ever play him. He's been in the league even longer than you have. And, man, it just look. I see respect when I look at both of you guys.
Yeah, you know, I went up to him and just said, man, another one of those games. And he said, man, it's just a lot of respect and love. And just, you know, I didn't even think about it if it was the last time we play. You know, he doesn't show signs of slowing down, so I don't know if he's done or not, but you know, it's just a mutual respect, and it's kind of one of those things that, like, at the end of a hard-fought game, you just, like, oh, you just take a deep breath and say, man, a lot of respect, good game.
Ben, James Washington got a hat again this week, and it looked like your first pass to him was a misconnection of some sort. It looked like you were unhappy, and I couldn't tell whether it was with him, with yourself, with something, and yet you went back to him after that a couple times. He made some big catches. Talk about that whole thing.
Yeah, the first pass to him, he didn't have the urgency. That's your run play that has a pass option off of it. So I don't have time to hold it because the lineman will be downfield. And he just didn't have the urgency of coming out of the route quick enough. And so I got on a little bit, like, hey, you have to understand that I can't hold this ball. You have to get your head around. It's got to happen quicker. And he said, I got it. And I think two or three plays later, we ran the same thing to the other side. He got his head around. I threw it to him. And that's always been my thing. If a guy makes a mistake or doesn't catch a ball or whatever, I'm not going to shy away from getting the ball again. I want them to know that I've got confidence in him, and went back to James a couple times. And I thought one of the bigger plays that he had was on a third down. He was streaking down the sideline, and he got grabbed and pulled. We threw a little back shoulder to him, and he got grabbed and pulled, and he still almost made the play. And I know it seems like it was nothing, but he had his eyes back, and he was ready to make the play. So I was proud of the way that he played the game. I think he'll take some more strides.
Ben, I know you always break the season down into quarters, and the first quarter wasn't real good, 0-2-1. The second quarter, 4-0, and I know you love that. Do you like where this team is, where this offense specifically is at the halfway point of the season?
You know, we're doing some good things. I don't know our stats. You guys know that I'm not a stat guy myself. I know that I'm pretty sure, though, that we're pretty high in red zone. I think we're pretty high in third down efficiency. Time of possession. Those are all things that help you win football games. Obviously, we had a lot of turnovers early. We've been getting better at that area too. So offensively, we're making strides and we're doing some really good things. And we need to just keep getting better. We got to keep scoring points, keep taking care of the football.
All right, our obligatory Le'Veon question. It's only going to go on for another week, one way or the other. Ben, have you heard anything at all?
Nothing.
What'd you think of Mike Tomlin's quote? And I quote, we need volunteers, not hostages. Did that make the rounds with you guys?
That's the first time I heard that. That's pretty funny. I don't really got that one, though.
Ben, we appreciate it as always. It's a short week. I know those Thursday night games. I don't like those night games either, but I don't have to play them. You do. Good luck to you this week. Have a great week of practice. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. And as always, stay healthy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too.